Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. According to a new report from the American Cancer Society, rates of colorectal cancer or colon cancer are decreasing steeply among older people in the U.S. Over the last 10 years, colon cancer incidence rates have fallen by 30% among people 50 and over, with the largest decrease in those over 65. The report says those rates are falling because of colonoscopy screening, which can detect and remove precancerous growths. And screening has nearly tripled among those aged 50 to 75, from 19% in 2000 to 55% in 2010. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and to discuss the American Cancer Society report and colon health, we're joined on the line by Ashley Oliver. She's a certified nurse practitioner and at Sanford Center for Digestive Health in Sioux Falls. And Ashley Oliver, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, in looking at the rates of colon cancer that are falling, is it mainly because of the increase in screenings, or are there other factors at play here?
I think a lot of it is the awareness and also definitely the cancer or the colonoscopy screenings. You know, if we don't get those screenings done, we're unaware that these lesions or precancerous lesions are even there. And fortunately, colon cancer is one of those cancers. If you do the actual screening that's recommended, we can prevent it and prevent a lot of, consequences in the future.
Why is it that with colon cancer, with the colonoscopies, that you're able to catch problems so much earlier?
A lot of it is, well, let me first start that, you know, there's a lot of questioning on, you know, well, there's other options, you know, prior to even going to colonoscopy, because a lot of patients, you know, they just fear the thought of going through a colonoscopy. You know, it's not one of those things you definitely desire to have done. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them, you know, there's other modalities, like they're like the fecal occult blood, and there's some imaging options that, you know, primary care physicians out there will offer. But one thing that we really, really push is that a lot of those modalities are not, they're very sensitive, but they're not specific. And so you can get a lot of false negatives, a lot of false positives, and at the end of the day, you still need a colonoscopy. That is the gold standard. So when we, our gastroenterologists, you know, they are fellowship trained, they're board certified, they know what to look for when they do these colonoscopies, and that's looking for these lesions that couldn't turn to cancer, and they can remove them. And by removing them, then you prevent yourself from having the potential of cancer and needing, you know, chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery.
Do researchers, doctors know what it is that causes colon cancer?
Well, there's, you know, a number. I mean, it could be family history, and there's a familial genetic component to it. So, you know, if we know that a patient has a first-degree relative with colon cancer, we will usually recommend that they get screening 10 years prior to the diagnosis of that patient, the age of diagnosis. Also, you know, with the family history, there is a polyposis syndrome out there that we need to really get and jump on them sooner. So knowing their family history is key because that is an etiology for colon cancer. But, you know, there's another, there are other reasons for it as well, you know, from diet to, you know, a lot of times we just don't know what causes it as well.
Now, any symptoms of colon cancer? Is it just one of those things you have and you don't know that it's there? Or?
A lot of times, you know, there's warning flags out there, you know, so really educating people, and that's why I love having this month where they talk about colon cancer, because educating patients about what things to watch for, and that would be, you know, if they have a recent change in bowel habits, they're noticing blood in their stools. And this is also accompanied with the unintentional weight loss, a decrease in appetite. Those are sort of things that you need to, you know, talk to your primary care provider about or call your gastroenterologist if you already have one. So you definitely need to be aware of the warning flags. You can jump on it.
Now, there are the warning flags. Now, as far as preventing colon cancer, at least reducing your risk of getting colon cancer, it seems like it's... once again, diet and physical activity.
I think with any cancer, you know, living a healthy lifestyle is very important. But also being aware of your own body and its changes, being aware of your family history, those are, and having a really open discussion with your physician, too. You know, those are all important to stay on top of things.
Why is it that diet and physical activity is just so important for health across the board, beyond just, as you said, colon cancer?
Well, I think it's just, you know, eating healthy and not having a lot of those unhealthy preservatives and, you know, fats, all those sort of things. Those are just beneficial for anybody with blood pressure problems, diabetes, you know, with cancer. And I think it all comes down to just, you know, how the body and the cellular kind of changes that occur with it. But, you know, it's, I think across the board, one of those things that everyone can really focus on for their general health, not just colon cancer.
Now, we're talking about that report from the American Cancer Society about the increase in screenings, and that's been important in reducing the rates of colon cancer. Mm-hmm. Is the that increase in screenings, is that just all gets down to just the awareness of colon cancer, not only on the part of the patients, but also the doctors? Is colon cancer something that in, say, the past 10, 20 years that has just become something that we know is so important to take care of and to have screened?
Well, definitely. I think, you know, the awareness is the key thing, not only to, you know, the primary care physicians out there, but to the people themselves, so they can have some ownership and some, you know, where they know what they need to do with their own health. So, you know, and then there's guidelines out there that help, you know, guide the physicians to kind of know when to recommend their patients to get their colonoscopies done. And like I said earlier, you know, looking at their family history, looking at to see if they've ever had inflammatory bowel disease, that'd be another reason to do earlier screening. You know, just being more aware of the disease itself, but also the indication for screening.
Why are people over the age of 50 most at risk for colon cancer?
It's just more, I would just say that just, and I can't answer exactly why at that point in time they are. I think it's just that's when we have seen more of the occurrences to occur in the past. But now that we have done the screening, we've actually seen a huge decrease in that population, you know, of having the colon cancer itself. You know, and our goal is to eventually, you know, by 2018, get the screening rates up to 80% because we see that is so beneficial.
What's the screening rate at the moment for those over 50?
Well, I know in 2010 it was up to 55%, and that was, and you know, that tripled from in 2000. So, you know, and that's really consistent with our population, with me talking to our, you know, our group. But I think we can do better, and that's why it's so important to have this kind of month where we can really promote the awareness of this disease and also promote that colonoscopy is the gold standard.
Now, the report from the American Cancer Society that we've been talking about says that while colon cancer rates are falling for those over 50, they went up for people under 50. Do you have any idea why that would be?
Well, I think, you know, it could be that we're not looking at the family histories and, you know, coordinating, you know, if there is a family history of colon cancer or a family history of polyposis syndrome, that we get these people screened appropriately prior to the age of 50. It also could be the awareness issue, but also I know that it has been linked to the increased rates of obesity, unhealthy diets, those sort of things as well.
Now, you've touched on some of those, but just so some of these things, just make sure we have them right. As far as getting that colonoscopy, that's something that is recommended for those people that don't have the family history, that it's 50 years old?
That's correct. If they don't have a family history and there's no other indication, and they're not having any warning flags prior to, you know, the age of 50, that's when we recommend starting the colonoscopy screening.
And that's other tests. I know that you mentioned a few that they more or less complement colonoscopy, or they're done in addition to that.
No, usually, you know, we recommend doing the colonoscopies. Now, there's other reasons to do those other options that I discussed earlier, like checking the stools, doing imaging. But really, we really recommend that people go right to the colonoscopy. Because that's when a doctor can actually place their eyes on the mucosal lining of the colon and really see with their own eyes if there are any lesions. And there's an added advantage to that is if they do see something, they can remove the lesion. Also, they can take biopsies if they see any other abnormalities. Maybe it's not colon cancer, but there's something else that they can, you know, take care of. So I think the colonoscopy is definitely the first, you know, what we recommend to go to first.
Now, you mentioned gastroenterology, and that's one of your specialties. What is the definition of that?
Gastroenterologists, they deal with the whole, you know, from your in the mouth to anus is kind of what we said. Mm-hmm. There's a whole GI tract that runs from your mouth to your anus, and we take care of all those conditions. And gastroenterologists are specially trained to identify, you know, signs of colon cancer. That's their expertise. They do these day in, day out. And, you know, what I always like to tell patients is, you know, the thought of a colonoscopy sounds worse than it actually is. You know, it's not something that sounds, you know, and, you know, the preparation for it isn't always fun. But, you know, the main goal for us is to have our patients have a great experience. You know, we don't want them to not want to have this done again because likely after the age of 50, they're going to have further screening. Either it be every 10 years afterwards if they don't have any cancerous polyps seen, but it may be sooner if there are some precancerous polyps, and that's just based on the physician's, you know, recommendations. But, right. You know, it's just the thought of it, I think, is worse than it is, and we do offer a really good experience when you do have one here at Sanford. We really do.